We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your hosts, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. The Yankees are down 0-2.
Therapy session game two.
They're down 0-2 in the series. Offense completely non-existent. Gifted the two runs. The only reason it was a one-run game is because Valdez decided to chuck the ball down the right field line. Otherwise, it's 3-0. All right. What are you feeling? How are you feeling, Scott?
Yeah, it's a... You know, Alex Bregman again. It's Alex Bregman, that guy's face bothers me very much. Very much that guy's face bothers me. But he's a very good baseball player. And it seems to be the guy that's always getting a big hit, always doing something positive for that team. And he did it again. He made Severino pay on one pitch. Severino, I thought, was pretty good otherwise. Yeah. You know, again, like he gets deeper into a game and he becomes extremely good. But he got snake bit. He got snake bit by Bregman, left the ball over. Darlin was talking about it a billion times, you know, just left
so
it
annoying.
A little too much. Yeah, he says the same thing over and over again. But he did leave the ball over the plate enough for Bregman to get it. Every time I see an inside pitch, inside fastball like that, it gives me nightmares in that building. I think of Chad Green. I think of now Severino throwing it on the inside to Bregman and them just pulling it down that line, down that it did it again. They did it again. They did the same goddamn thing. Yeah.
So I was talking about this with my dad because he called me in a frenzy.
In a rage of fury.
He does this thing where he calls me after something bad happens and he's already halfway through his rant. And then he just hangs up before I have a chance to respond. So I literally just was on the phone with him for 2 minutes, just listening to him scream his head off. And then he hung up.
He just hangs up?
But yeah. But then I talked to him like 20 minutes after that, after the Yankees were gifted their two runs back. And we were talking. We were actually having a civil conversation at that point. And he's like, you know, Bregman's their best player. And, you know, argue all you want. Maybe Altuve, you say, is their best player. Maybe Alvarez, their best player. But they have a handful of hitters. They have a handful of most dangerous players in their lineup. But the bottom line is, whether it's Bregman, Alvarez, Altuve, they have superstars, and one of them is stepped up today for them. You look on the other side for the Yankees, Judge almost stepped up for the Yankees, caught at the wall. Maybe some bad luck with the roof being open, knocking the ball down. There was a tweet that I saw on some metrics on that ball. Apparently, based on the launch angle and exit velocity, the average ball travels 414 feet with those launch angles and exit velocity. His ball traveled 345 feet. 345 feet is a lot shorter than 414 feet. I don't know how a roof is going to trim 70 feet or whatever it is off of that. But hey, I guess that's what happened.
People were talking about the roof actually making the ball fly more. I heard both. No. I didn't understand.
I was on Baseball Savant today looking at the park factor. With the roof closed, that's a bandbox. With the roof open, it's a pitcher-friendly park, especially for home runs.
It's interesting.
And so people were like, oh, conspiracy theory. The Astros wanted to keep the roof open. Apparently, they had no call saying the matter, right?
I thought it was MLB.
MLB, something to do with taxes. It needs to be open if it's under a certain humidity.
I saw one of you guys put taxes in the freaking notes. I'm like, I have no idea what that means.
No, so they said it on the broadcast today. For tax purposes, in order to get their retractable roof approved, the city put in some sort of thing that if it's under a certain humidity, the roof has to be open. And today it was under a certain humidity, so the roof had to be open. So the government, it's a long con against the
government conspiracy to knock Judge's home run down. Off the bat, that ball was gone. I thought it was gone. I really thought I sorted everybody else Boom. Watching it. Everybody watching that. Astros fans, Yankees fans alike, everybody thought that was gone.
Boone said he thought it was gone, and he thought that if the roof was closed, definitely would have been out, and the wind was also blowing in from right field. He didn't say it angrily, apparently, but I would.
Yeah, because like,
what are you going to do? Yell at the freaking wind? Yell at the weather? Yell at the roof being open that they both played in? It's the same argument people make about Yankee Stadium having a short right field. Who gives a fuck? It is what it is. The elements are the elements. Everybody's playing in the same fucking elements. It was unfortunate that ball could have gone out. You know?
This doesn't matter.
It is what it is.
This doesn't matter. I'm just doing it to make myself feel better, and I think it'll make someone else feel better. So, if you guys had to guess, have they scored more runs in Houston in these two games or less runs than they did in the first two games in the 2017 ALCS in Houston?
Probably more. They didn't score in the 2017.
They scored two runs in two games there.
I believe they scored three runs in four games in Houston in the 2017.
That would be correct.
ALCS.
Yeah. That would be correct. That made me feel
the only run on the trip back in game 6 and 7 was a meaningless solo home run by Greg Bird.
Why does that make you feel better?
I don't know, because 2017 was fun.
You think they're going to sweep the Astros at Yankee Stadium?
They could.
Yeah, very possible.
I feel good about them at home. And they did not strike me as They did not strike me as being 10 light years better than the Yankees in these two games at all.
The Yankees have half their lineup that's an automatic out. And the other half that we wouldn't consider an automatic out, Judge, just completely a non-factor right now. Gleyber Torres, non-factor right now. Rizzo is having really good at-bats. Stanton, I don't know. He's having okay at-bats. He hit a missile yesterday, a piss missile off the right field wall. Bader, I like that they moved him up to the leadoff spot. I would still put Rizzo leadoff, as I've been saying this whole fucking postseason. Guy's got like a 500 on-base percentage. He was coming into today's game with a 480 on-base percentage in the postseason. Put him leadoff. It's not hard.
The Harrison Bader move to lead off
kind of worked. It worked. He got on base. Yeah. I know he got on base with Judge.
It's better than Gleyber. It's just
he had three at bats and was on or four at bats, I guess, and was on two times. So you can't ask.
Rizzo's having good at bats. Bader's having good at bats. Everyone else in the lineup is not having good at bats. And then when you got to 6, 7, 8, and 9 in the lineup today. Donaldson, Higgy, Peraza, and Oswaldo Cabrera. Automatic outs.
Also, Donaldson doubled on the line and then worked that walk at the end to bring up Carpenter for the go-ahead run at the plate. So Donaldson was not the problem tonight either. He did get – it was a two-out double. And then again, like, you know, he did the same thing last night, worked a late walk and had a good at-bat late in the game. Which is the reason apparently Boone said he was continuing to be playing. But it's actually the guys that you mentioned were the only ones that did anything. Everybody else did nothing. Let's talk about the young guys who did nothing. Peraza was overmatched for sure, struck out twice, bounced a couple balls as well. Cabrera almost screwed up another ball in the outfield, almost got into the wind was swirling because of the humidity and the taxes. The taxes were bad, and got the ball swirling up there. gets everybody all juiced up. And then Glaber's just not looking great. Judge at least had a hit, but they're not hitting, man. They're just not hitting. They need to go to Yankee Stadium. We need to get loud as fuck. We need to get them fired up. Yeah. And they will hit the ball. They will hit the ball. They will not strike out 13 or 17 times at Yankee Stadium. They will not do that.
Don't forget, they did face their two best pitchers. Yeah. And this was not the Yankees. This is their Yankees 3-4. I mean, that's a positive. The Yankees pitching has been really good.
Yep.
But the pitching's been good. This has been playoffs. This has been pretty standard playoff baseball.
I'm not calling the series over because I think you can win the Cole and Nestor game and then it's a tie series. Like, I think that's completely possible. It's just the offense has just been so pitiful. And today they scored two runs, but they were gift runs. So you want to say unlucky on the Judge home run. Okay. Well, it's a wash for the two runs that they got gifted to them by
Call a home run that doesn't go out of the park unlucky, though. I'm sorry. You just can't. It's not unlucky. He just didn't hit it out.
I agree. He didn't hit it far enough. So the offense has just been terrible. I hope it'll be better at Yankee Stadium. I'm not super confident it's going to be night and day better at Yankee Stadium.
How about that Wandy pickoff move? Talk about something positive. I think it was nasty. Mm-hmm.
God, Carlos Correa and Pedro Martinez are doing the TBS postgame right now. That's brutal. That's
Carlos. Carlos Correa?
Carlos Correa is in Houston doing the pre and post for TBS, which is wild.
He's so unlikable. How does he have a job?
They had him interview Pena after the ALDS, which is just totally strange. It's like, good, happy to see you doing well while I'm sitting here broadcasting in October.
He got paid. He did exactly what he wanted to do.
You're right. But Astros paid. Tried to pay.
All right. So let's talk about some stuff from the game. I was happy about the lineup shakeup, even though I was bitching 2 minutes ago about Rizzo not leading off. I like that they moved Bader up. I said that's what I would do if it's not Rizzo. So they moved Bader up. They actually played Peraza at shortstop. You said he bounced a couple throws. He did bounce a couple throws. He also made some nice plays too.
The play in the first inning was terrific. It was a terrific play. It was a great play.
The charging play he made too later in the game was a really nice transfer play as well. I don't know if I
can make the Glaber double play. The Glaber double play, I got to make fun of a little bit because it looked so flashy.
Yeah.
It was a big moment, great play. I know the ball was hit relatively hard, but Glaber, fielded it to the side, fell over, flipped it to Peraza for like the spin move, which looked a little unnecessary. Bounced the ball, Rizzo. It was just a lot of things going on in that play that worked. Yeah.
Anytime you short hop a ball like that and you fall down and then you make the throw from your ass, it's like people freak out. It was a nice play. It was a big moment to get out
little,
of it.
The Yankees, it was like a choreographed double play is what it
you
was.
You know what? Their defense has turned some nice double plays. They've made some big plays. And Rizzo's been a vacuum at first base, saving errors. Yeah. Their defense has bailed them out of some situations. Like, again, I'll freaking complain about this. So Severino comes back out for the sixth inning. They're going batter to batter with Severino. It's just he can't give a reliever a clean inning. He just can't do it. Didn't bite him in the ass again tonight, but it's only a matter of time until it bites him in the ass. He goes batter to batter with Severino, gives up a hit, brings in Loaisiga, who gives up a hit, and then gets a double play ball. It's like, I don't understand why he feels the need to do this.
It's worked for him twice. I don't know how you can possibly really complain about it, to be honest, just because you don't believe in it.
It's moronic managing. Twice.
Not to mention, they could have pulled him in that game in Cleveland, Severino, and they went batter to batter with him, and he went 3.5 innings after that. They literally went batter to batter, and he had 3 perfect innings. Like, they were pulling
That's him. True. Yes, they were.
Do you think were going to go another 3 innings with him if he was batter?
I think 80 pitches. He could have done at
the
least
pitch count was
not,
fine. I agree. And as we
so
know,
you're
going to
judge this
strong,
on one batter
strong.
Getting on. One runner getting on is going to cause you to pull him. If you're confident enough that he's at 70 pitches and still strong and you're sending him back out there, you're going to make the decision on one batter getting on? That's so stupid.
I would have kept him in, to be honest. But they they do have that. If there's any bit of trouble, any hint of trouble, they're going to bring someone else in.
It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
And Severino was, again, he looked good. He looked good. Later in the game that guy goes, the stronger he seems to get. So, yeah, it's my confidence actually starts going up with Luis Severino, the fifth and sixth inning.
It's unnecessary. They weren't going to extend him much more anyway. So just set your pitchers up for success and give Loaisiga a clean inning. It's not that hard.
They actually probably saved themselves using a pitching today because they let Loaisiga go two, and then they went to Wandy to finish the ninth, where if they start Loaisiga the inning, he probably can't go the full two. You might be drawn in because, you know, they brought Wandy into the lane.
What are you saving pitchers for? That in game one. You saved pitchers in game one.
I'm not saying save pitchers.
You have an off day on Friday.
I'm saying it's a byproduct of the way they did it.
Great.
I'm not saying
there's an off day. I don't think they're trying to save anybody. I think,
you know,
again, Loaisiga looked very good. Again, he's looked good the entire playoffs. And you stay with that guy going with it. You don't overthink it.
I don't think that they're thinking about this, but this is something that I've been thinking about. I think that they're kind of trying to not overexpose these guys to the Astros in seven games. Like,
I don't think so. They've seen enough. Everybody has tape. Everybody knows who these guys are. They all know who these guys are. Loaisiga has been in the league for how many years? It's not like these guys are not new guys. They know these guys. iPads filled with at-bats. They all have Chad Green
from the 2019 where he threw like 100 pitches in that series leading up. Then he had to open game six. But
I'm not saying that they're like necessarily trying to do that. But like, you know,
that was a very different circumstance, though.
Well, they just were overusing him. They overused him.
Yeah. He was Scott Proctor.
So you last night we talked about how only need to win one of these two games to steal a game and head back to Yankee Stadium in the driver's seat. And they clearly managed game one so they could be set up to steal game two. Like that's how they were setting it up, right?
You got to hit to steal a game. So the pitching matchups be damned. Pitching, whatever you did to set it up, like, yeah, they were in the game. Both games it worked. If in either one of those games they hit the ball, they have the ability to win both.
Yes, I know that. But you were in a tie game. You didn't have a lead today. You had at least in a tie game in game one, where if you use your bullpen a little bit differently, maybe Rizzo's home run in the eighth inning gives you the lead instead of gets you within two.
I mean, that's a stretch, but
it just goes back to the fact that the way they managed the first game of the ALCS.
Andrew, the pitching is not the problem. The pitching is not why they're down 0-2.
I know it's not why they're down. I know the offense is a bigger problem than the pitching, but you have to also acknowledge the game situation and that not a lot of runs are being scored in this series. So,
yeah.
How are you going to win a close, low scoring game?
Yeah, I know. We acknowledge
utilize your bullpen as best as you possibly can. Give up as few runs as you possibly can. Don't let Clark Schmidt go out there to give up two home runs.
Okay, that was yesterday. That's not tonight. That's not tonight. Your whole
argument yesterday was, oh, they're going to go and steal game two.
There was no argument. That's what they were doing.
Bregman hits a three-run home run in the third inning. And it's good night.
It's what was in front of our face. It was not an argument two or four. It was what was in front of our face. That's what was happening. And unfortunately, in both games, the Yankees can't hit a curveball. And these guys throw a lot of freaking curveballs. A lot of curveballs.
Valdez's best pitch is curveball.
Yeah, that's not good for the Yankees.
McCullers is coming next. He threw 24 curveballs straight in the 2017 ALCS against them. And they didn't hit a single one of them. 24 straight. What do you think he's going to do on Saturday? You got to curveball him.
Yeah. And hopefully that, you know, location's off and these guys aren't hitting their spots. And then they got to fight behind. They got to work those counts, get into fastball counts, get into these more favorable counts so that they can do some damage. And I think they have a much better opportunity to do that when they're in the Bronx. So we know how the Yankees hit at home, and that's what we have to point to. We have our two best pitchers throwing on Saturday and Sunday. Gerrit Cole has done he's nutted up twice now, or once and a half, and
one and a half nuts.
He's got a half of a nut from
before we move on to game three. What do you think of the fact that they pinch run LoCastro in the ninth inning and then he just doesn't run on the first two pitches?
I don't know. He didn't get a good jump. I don't know. The first pitch was a 90 mile an hour changeup. It looked like that was
the first pitch was a meatball down the middle, and Carpenter didn't swing. I'm assuming because he thought Tim LoCastro, the pinch runner whose only purpose on the roster is to steal a base, was going to steal a base.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he didn't get a good read off of Presley. I don't know, because he went on the third pitch or the fourth pitch, whatever it was. Mm-hmm.
He went on the last pitch, the ball in the dirt that Carpenter swung and missed at check swing. What the fuck is he there for if you're not going to try and steal a base on the first two pitches? You absolute idiot. Not you, Tim LoCastro. I'm sitting there watching
He's not getting signs. He's going in to steal a base. Like, that's your entire job is to go in
so there, steal the base.
Pitcher. And I mean, he's probably watched, you know, hours of film on Presley, understanding that that's probably one of the two to three guys that he's going to be going into the game to steal a base against, right? Like, it's Presley, Abreu. He's going to be stealing off of one of their back inning guys, so he should know their moves. He should have a lot of confidence walking into that.
You have to go on one of the first two pitches to give, not that Carpenter has even made contact in his at bats, but like, you have to give a chance to where he can get a base hit. Like, you can't wait until 0-2.
The other thing is you get on the second base, you're helping Carpenter out now too. Carpenter, you know, you're able to, give any tells or anything, you got a pesky runner on second base. That's a problem. It probably changes the defense for Carpenter a little bit as well. They can't be shifting as much. So there's a lot of different things that happen if you get on second base. There's more pressure on the pitcher, no doubt. Gives Carpenter a much more confident at-bat, I think, too. So, yeah, you wait until was it the third or the fourth pitch of the at-bat? It was the fourth pitch of the at-bat, right?
It was the fourth pitch of the at-bat that he actually ran on. He was not running at all on the third pitch. He kind of bluffed on the second pitch, didn't run on the first
pitch. He bluffed on the second pitch. I don't know. And I don't know if he bluffed I don't know what the bluff was. Like, he didn't get off enough and stopped. Like, just didn't feel confident in his release or what that was. I'd have to look back at it to see his body language a little bit more. But I don't understand a fake run. Like, what the fuck does that do?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Another annoying thing is somehow Marky Maldonado got on base three times tonight. The inning in which the Astros scored all their runs started when Severino plunked him on an 0-2 pitch.
That's the winning run, kind of.
So it's Maldonado. He's the number nine hitter. He's not a good hitter. You can't let him get on base three times. You can't hit him on an 0-2 pitch. You can't
he
give him
a and he yeah.
You can't walk him. You can't give up a single to him also on an 0-2 pitch. These are things you cannot do and expect to beat the Astros.
Boone's quote on the game, on the thing, he said, quote unquote, "I think the roof open kind of killed us. I think it's a 390 foot ball." Can't kind of say that. He's getting ripped all over Twitter. Severino also weighed in. Said Bregman hit. Severino was a little bit more like talking shit. Bregman hit it at 91. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And Judge hit it at 106 and it didn't go out. I don't know. They got
now left. They're comparing exit velocities.
Yes.
Are they serious?
Yeah. Bregman's stroke on that ball.
I just hate they talk shit.
It's not like it was a wall scraper either. I mean,
that ball went fully in back of the stands. So maybe
it went to the back of that section.
Maybe if the roof is closed, it's in the sixth row instead of the back of the stands.
But the way that he elevated that ball, it's going out.
I think that's terrible pitch selection.
It's like Fenway Park. All you have to do is get the ball up.
Boone actually, they're
bad pitch selection. Because when he was delivering, I literally said outside, I said out loud, slider, 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 and he went up and in with a fastball, which he wasn't doing the entire beginning of the game because he was clearly trying to pitch them away for that reason, for that exact reason. So that
he just missed his spot. He should have said,
"I threw a great pitch." That was part of the quote that I left out.
Still missed his spot. So they think they should have won. They did everything right. They made a great pitch to Bregman, and he hit a pop-up. Should have been a pop-up, but the roof was open, so it went fully over the stands. And then Judge should have hit a 390-foot home run, but the roof was open, so it only went 345 feet, and it was caught at the wall. Got it. They should have won.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of Yankees fans on Twitter complaining about the umpire, even though he gifted Luis Severino like seven strikes in the first three innings.
He was bad.
Both sides. But it was in favor of Luis Severino.
When are umpires good? This is the same conversation every single time, it feels like. These guys just miss a lot of calls. I hate that box. I'm starting to hate that box. Yeah.
I've said this all along. It's the worst.
That box makes everybody on Twitter like, "Oh my God, what a if you just get rid of the box so that we can all make our own decisions."
Yep. Remove the box.
At least on Fox, they have it like really light so you can barely see it. They bring it back on like the replay, but it's really faint.
Stanton got screwed on the 3-0 pitch, but then he swung and missed at a fastball, and then he looked at a fastball.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are so on guard for that curveball and the breaking stuff. It's like they're not going out there hunting. They should be hunting fastballs. They should be hunting. They should pull the A-rod and just look fastball. That's it. Just look fastball.
So
go up there and look for a zone and fucking attack that zone. That's it. And that's probably what they'll do at Yankee Stadium.
Let's look ahead to Game 3. I legitimately think the series is not over because you should You should win game three with Garrett Cole on the mound and a day off beforehand. And then you've got a 2-1 series and Nestor Cortes coming. Like, this series can very easily be 2-2 after four games. So the series is by no means over. You're not going to score a lot of runs off the Houston bullpen. Like, the Houston bullpen has been great. They've been good all season. I know the only two games the Yankees won against the Astros this year at Yankee Stadium were like these crazy ass comebacks late in the game.
Gonna need the ghosts, as someone once said.
Yeah.
They're good, man. Yankee Stadium brings back life into this team. So I'm very confident in that. I'm very confident in that. I'm excited to go to the game. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We're going to be losing our minds out there. Going to be going to Billy's, going to be losing our minds, and they're going to score runs, and Gerrit Cole is going to shove. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. And then Nestor Cortes, the everyday man, the people's champ, is going to go out there, do some funky shit, and he's going to beat them too, and we're going to be tied 2-2. That's what's going to happen.
So you could... So I tweeted, I said, it's only a matter of time before Altuve, who is hitless in this postseason, and Alvarez, who the Yankees have handled pretty well, start to hit. And I do believe that's true. Like, those are two of their best hitters that have just not done anything so far. You could also say it's only a matter of time before Judge and Stanton start to hit as well. So
the entire Yankees lineup.
No, I'm not expecting the bottom half of the lineup to start to hit. Like, but I am expecting the top of the lineup to start to hit better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Harrison Bader has been probably their best hitter in this series. I mean, no doubt, probably in the postseason, really. Like you said, Rizzo didn't have much to show for it, but he's had good at bats. That last at bat was a very good at bat.
What do you mean? Yeah, what's your question? He's been on base. He had
Played two games.
What are you doing in left field, and what are you doing at shortstop in game three?
I mean, what am I doing? I'm putting IKF at shortstop, and I'm putting probably putting Cabrera in left field.
I don't put it past them to go back to IKF at short. I think there's a very real possibility that happens.
Yeah, I mean, nobody is taking this position right now, guys. It's like, again, we had this conversation last night. There's go with the guy that's
got the best glove.
Done it, at least a little bit. I got no problem if they go to IKF at all. None.
It's probably not going to make, I mean, obviously.
During the season, say what you want about IKF. But during the season, IKF in clutch moments did get we got base hits. Like the guy actually did things in high tension moments.
Can we talk about Aaron Boone, I think, having a personal vendetta against Logan? I'm trying to pull up the quote because the gold glove. Well, so what was the context here? He was asked. All right, so Aaron Boone said that
Aaron Judge.
Yeah,
here he was in center and right.
Brian Hoke. Aaron Boone said that Aaron Judge splitting time in center and right hurt his chances for winning a gold glove. He said, quote, a case can be made that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa should be a gold glove finalist, and said, to me, it's a joke that Josh Donaldson isn't listed. I mean, it maybe is a joke Josh Donaldson isn't listed. But the guy he has benched, three games now in the playoffs. They've played seven games in the playoffs. And IKF, the quote, gold glove finalist, has been benched in three of them for his poor defensive play. He's saying should be a gold glove
finalist. Those awards are a sham anyway. Sandy Bogart is a sham. I mean, come on.
But I almost feel like Boone is gaslighting the fan base at this point.
He's trying to. Not falling for it.
Yes, you are. It doesn't matter. None of them have worked. So flip a fucking coin.
I agree.
Have them fight it out. Have Peraza get on Judge's shoulders and have IKF get on Stanton's shoulders, and they can chicken fight for it. Okay.
Hey, a lot of
I don't give a shit. That. It doesn't matter. Not one of them has proven that it's a benefit to have the other in there. So who gives a shit?
What's up with Harrison Bader's mouth guard?
It looks like a retainer.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Invisalign.
What was that on his hands? Was that dirt on his hands? Like orange on his hands? You notice that?
I didn't notice it.
He had orange all over the palms of his hands. I don't know if it was pine tar or if it was...
Yeah, probably. I was going to say it could be pine tar. It could be that spray shit that they put on. It could be...
Yeah.
You guys
So we're going to the game on Saturday. I'm actually very excited for this. The first time I've been to Yankee Stadium this year. I only went to one game. That was at Citi Field. What are we looking at for? So it's a 5 o'clock game. This is what we have to look forward to. Like, let's start planning.
This is where kids do to you.
Where are we gonna get drunk? And what's the weather gonna be like? What do I have to wear?
Nice. It is gonna be nice. It's supposed to be 70.
Ooh, 60 degrees at 5 p.m.
Oh,
that's tomorrow.
Oh no! I need 45 degrees.
I was with you on that, Scott. I was with.
I need to layer up.
No, Saturday 67 degrees, low of 46. So we're probably gonna be like.
There you go.
High 50s at game time, and it'll get down to low 50s by the late innings.
Little wind whipping through the outfield. It'll feel like 45.
For anyone that wants to view the post game podcast, we will be doing it from the hallowed grounds of the old Yankee Stadium on the bleachers that still remain there. That's where we've been doing all of them. You might see Scott use the restroom in public.
If it's locked. Then what else are you supposed to do?
Don't call the police.
It's a tributary of the Harlem River.
It was Scott and a bunch of wild dogs pissing all over buildings. So I'm very much looking forward to Saturday because I don't leave the house anymore.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So I'm sure we'll be at Billy's beforehand. So if you're going to the game, swing by and flag us down, grab a beer, say what's up. It'll be fun. We got like 50 people. We got like 50 people out in our section, so it'll be a good time. I'm excited for it.
Anything else you want to touch on from the game?
No, just put those two games behind us. Move forward. That's what we're doing.
Let's get a prediction. Who's going to be the one that gives the Yankees Netflix big hit when they come home? Todd Frazier 2017 homer. Who's it going to be?
So I'm assuming they stick with the same top of the order, Bader, Judge. Well, Stanton was Rizzo. Three tonight because of the lefties, but probably go Rizzo, then Stanton. Yeah, you're looking for someone to get that big two or three run home run in the first inning again.
Yeah.
The same way that happened in game five against Cleveland. Like that Stanton home run in the first inning in game five, just relieve the tension. So that's what you're looking for. And then you can just send Garrett Cole out there, go throw your 110 pitches, and hopefully it's seven innings and we can cruise to a win here. So I don't know. Who's my prediction? Stanton again. Because you know what? He's been showing up more often than not in these postseason games with a big hit. I mean, not every at-bat looks pretty, but he's got a lot of damage to his name. You know who doesn't have a lot of damage to his name?
Aaron Judge.
But it's because the roof was open.
Oh, God. Oh, they're not going to live that one down either. Scott?
The roof is open at Yankee Stadium, and Aaron Judge will cut through that fucking wind and put a ball into 233B. It'll be a majestic, because it will be an off-speed pitch. You know what he's going to do? This is what's going to happen. He's going to take that fucking curveball from Lance McCullers. And he's going to shove it so far up his ass. That ball is going to go over the foul pole into section 233. And I'm going to catch it with my bare fucking hands.
We should make close the roof shirts. Set up raised.
Close the roof.
Yes, the roof.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's like you have a kid and haven't left the house.
How about that fan? Trying to give me some momentum.
I gotta read you guys quick. They had Altuve had some quotes on it.
On the
wild.
Fan?
Wild. Hold on quickly.
It's annoying that they don't show it.
Quote unquote.
That would have been the most exciting thing that happened tonight.
I saw after you hear this, you're gonna double down on that. Quote unquote, I saw he was in an Astros jersey and I knew he was safe. I was ready to take a selfie with him, but then security came and did their job. He was telling me that he spent all of his money on the ticket and that we needed a win.
He's about to spend.
He had a conversation with him?
Yeah.
Getting out of jail.
He was giving him a hug. Altuve hugged back. It's so strange.
All right.
Well, I can see Altuve doing that.
That's a wrap for this podcast, guys. Enjoy the off day.
get some sleep. We'll talk to you again after game three.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.